Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Broadcasting live from Houston. Houston, Texas. That's right, that place. Downtown at Hilton Americas, my studio away from home. And when I'm downtown Houston, broadcasting live from the Insperity Sales Convention, the 2018 Sales Convention. I think I've done a dozen of these and 14 of their golf tournaments at least. And at full disclosure, my presenting sponsor, we love them. And somebody else who's a partner of theirs is with me right now. Stephen King he's also a member of our Brain Trust, president, CEO of Growth Force, the author of a number of books, but especially a new one, The CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow, which we're going to talk about, not only the book, but the whole concept of cash flow, because I know how precious your cash flow is in your small business, and so does Steve. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And Steve, we're actually face-to-face. And
first time,
have we done face-to-face before?
No, always over the other.
I couldn't remember because, you know, I broadcast from the golf tournament.
Yeah.
And, of course, you've been on the show many times. But it's good to have you in studio, so to speak. So, all right. It's an article of faith that cash is precious in small businesses, and every nickel, every penny, and if you don't manage that, you got to have cash. You got to have profit to sustain your business long term. Cash won't do that.
That's right.
But you can't get to the profit point without the cash, and that's the thing that I've been trying to drive home to, especially the newer small business owners. Mm-hmm. Not only how to manage your cash, but to use your cash to then to transfer you from being so cash dependent into a capitalization, you know, situation where your capital is preserving you, so to speak. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, I think you've hit on the most important point, which is what most business owners, they look at their income statement, they look at the bottom line, and they mm-hmm. think, all right, I'm doing well. I made some money this month.
Right.
And then I get this question all the time, but how come I don't have any money in the bank?
Or how about this? Why am I out of business? I'm making all this money.
Exactly.
They don't realize they can succeed themselves out of business.
They can grow themselves out of business. Yeah, the cash flow is on the timing of when you get paid and when you have to pay other people, right? It's all about timing. And profits are about the difference between what you build somebody and what it costs you mm-hmm. to do that work. And there's three sources of cash, right? You got operating sources, you know, operating activities, your investing activities, and your financing activities. Mm-hmm. And unless you really understand where the cash is going to come from in advance, a 6-week view, and see it, then, as you said, a lot of businesses focus on the profits, but if the timing doesn't work right, there's three reasons why businesses fail. They fail because of cash flow.
It's the same thing. You know, well said. And you know, the thing that you mentioned the operating statement, and thank, you know, good for them if they've got one. A lot of people don't, unfortunately. But you hear a lot of small businesses who, when you say, show me your balance sheet, mm-hmm. they say, well, I don't have a balance sheet. I really don't understand
that. I don't even look at it.
I don't even know how to use it. But when they tell you that, what they've told you is, they don't know the relationship between their accounts payable days mm-hmm. and their accounts receivable days. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know that, you don't know what your cash requirements are, do you?
You know, that's you nailed it. It's all about the balance sheet. And you know, as a CPA, you just take it for granted. But most small business owners never pay attention to it because it's not going to help them make any decisions.
And it's an easy calculation, isn't it?
So let's talk about what's on there, right? Why is the balance sheet really king on cash flow? Because you can have profits, right? You can have income coming in and expenses go out, and you build more than you paid. But if your cash was used to pay down debt, if you did your billings to your customers but you didn't get paid, mm-hmm. your receivables are growing, or if you had to invest in new products or assets and furniture and fixtures, cash goes out the door, and it doesn't show up on an income statement.
Or how about just something structural? you require your customers, your customers are paying you at 30, but your vendors make you pay them COD or in 15 days.
Yeah, that's
a structural thing. That's going to fail day one.
You know, there's a real interesting, in this ebook, CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow, I've got an example. I walk you through the impact of making a couple of fundamental changes has on your cash flow.
Like, I want to talk about that when we come back.
Sure.
How do they find that, the ebook?
www.growthforce.com. Growthforce.com.
And what's the cost?
It's free. We're giving it away.
See, folks, hey, I'm going to ask you a question. Who loves you? That's what I want to know. Who loves you? Who brings you more free stuff than Jim Blasingame? Mr. Wonderful, they call me around here. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back with Stephen King. He's with Growth Force.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.